You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 32. Welcome back. I'm your co-host, Roy.
I'm Danielle.
How are you doing, Danielle?
I'm good. My nose is a little stuffy today, but that's okay.
Did you have a good week?
I did. I mean, I think I did. Sometimes I can't remember my weeks because I work so much they all blur together. So, like, I just don't remember what happens from one day to the like, they're all, like, I think I had a good week, but I can't really remember what happened.
Well, if you can't remember, just tell yourself, yeah, it was a good week.
That's what I did. It was good.
There you go. Happy Good Friday to everybody out there, too.
That sounds so funny. Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday. Woohoo. Sad Good Friday. I don't know. What do you say?
Good Friday is not good, but good. I don't know. Anywho.
Yeah. I had a good week. My daughters and I got to meet Laura Vandervoort. For those of you that don't know, she was in different stuff like Bidden and V, and she was in Smallville, Supergirl. So that was pretty cool. And she could not have been nicer. She was very awesome. I took the girls over there, and they said hi and waved to her, and she didn't have anybody in line, so she came out. And she went, shh, don't tell anybody. Get your camera out. Dad will take a picture.
Aww.
So I got my camera out. She got squatted down and took a picture with my girls. It was pretty awesome.
That's cute. Was that at the Steel City Con?
Yeah, it was the Comic Con here in Pittsburgh, Steel City Con. All right, let's move on to the news now. We started upbeat. Let's bring this thing down here.
Okay.
A woman, Kendra Diaz, age 24, was just released on bail. Her bail was set at $1 million. They dropped it down to $500,000. The reason this is significant is because she hired someone to kill her stepfather, yet they still released her on a bail. And where do you get $500,000 to pay off a bail anyway? Like,
They
dropped it down from $1 million to $500,000. If I was on $500,000 bail, I'd be like, well, I guess I'm just
I'm in jail for life.
My time in jail. I don't understand how that stuff works. Like,
maybe you can take out a loan.
Yeah,
you can pay it
in the bank. Excuse me, I need $500,000 loan to get out on bail.
Maybe you can pay it in deposits. Like, you have to have, or I mean, not deposits, in installments. Like, you have
monthly installments.
You have to put down a deposit, and then you pay monthly installments. And if you miss a month, then you go back to jail.
Can I pay $1 a month for 500,000 months, please?
I'm sure they have like set installments.
Apparently, her stepfather was a community activist and, you know, reported crimes in the neighborhood. Is very like a crime watch kind of guy. And she was the opposite, and she liked to commit crimes. So she decided it would be a lot easier if he wasn't around. She hired someone to kill him. She paid $1,500 to perform the hit, and she was caught while she was soliciting people. I'm not sure exactly how this went down. It didn't get into too many specifics here because she was caught when she was trying to get people to kill her stepfather, but yet the thing still went down. Her stepfather got killed and they did not find the gunman. So it was successful, but she got caught.
Interesting. Well, maybe the first couple of people she went to didn't work out and one of them was a cop. Or maybe one of them liked her dad. I don't know.
How did they not arrest her like right away then?
Well, maybe it wasn't a cop. Maybe they like turned her in like to the cops. But by the time the cops
like later on.
Yeah.
That could be. Nah. Maybe they did. Yeah. Maybe they didn't believe her, and then the guy ends up dying. They're like, "Ooh, I guess I should tell the cops that she was trying to solicit me to kill him."
Yeah. What How old was she?
24 years old. Still is to today.
Oh, wait, this happened recently?
Yes.
I mean, she could also, with her, like, criminality, just steal some money and move out, because that sounds like a better solution. If she has the money to buy a hitman.
She probably had a pretty good crime ring going where she was, and she didn't want to relocate.
Oh my gosh. So weird.
All right, let's go from a messed up girl to messed up China. Because,
okay.
Well, we talked about China before, how they're invading people's privacy. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So what they were doing, we talked about, is they had this huge database of everybody, and it had all kinds of details from, you know, it had their names, their address, their phone numbers. Then it had, the weird thing was, are they childbearing worthy? Can they have children? So now what they're doing is they are using facial recognition cameras to monitor the Uyghur Muslims that live across the country in China. These are Muslims that have Turkish descent, is what the Uyghur Muslims are. But they're using tracking software to track them and find out where they are and keep tabs on them. You think our government's bad? How about that?
That's really terrible. But just because we don't know what's going on with facial recognition here doesn't mean anything. But that in general is terrible.
Well, I mean, you figure China's going to be the one place that isn't going to get caught because, I mean, it's not like they have an open forum over there. Whatever is in the news is because the government allows it to be in the news. So you can't just report whatever the heck you want. The government monitors everything there. Well, obviously they monitor everything. All right. A judge. Let me start here. The beginning of this is a man in Texas was evading tolls on a highway, like a turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
The way he was doing it, tell me if you ever heard of this. He was using a license plate flipper. You ever hear of those?
A license plate clipper?
Flipper.
Flipper. No.
So what a license plate flipper does, it could do one of two things. It could either you press a button and it flips and like blacks out your license plate so that no one can tell what your license plate reads. Or you could press a button and it flips it to a different number, different letters and numbers on your license plate so that they can't track it back to your car. So he would use this as he was going through tolls to, not collect tolls. Smart idea, right?
I'm still stuck on this being a thing.
Yeah.
Who sells this? It's a criminal act to change your license plate.
It is.
So you're literally selling something that's not legal. I mean, I guess that's like a lot of things, like drugs, but...
I was going to say... What are you talking about?
But like, do you go into a dark alley and you're like, hey, how can I get a license plate flipper? Who do I talk to?
You probably just gotta know the right people.
I guess.
So he has accumulated $5,473.07 of toll fees. And they found him. The way they did this is because they found the pattern of which road he was taking at what time. So the police were waiting for him. He drove by, they found him, pulled him over, caught him. They take him to court. This was earlier this week. Updated just last night is the judge has dismissed the case for the man. They don't know why. Nothing has come out about why. The constable, whose name is Herman, was quoted as saying, "We are in the process of determining what the judge did not understand." I mean, it sounds pretty clear and cut. You know, the guy evaded the fees by flipping his license plate. He owes over $5,000. Bam, clear cut, right?
That sounds, yeah.
I mean, unless he had some sort of case where he could plausibly deny that he was flipping his license plate, or that it was even him, that it was another car or something. Right. Oh, there's all kinds of black Ford F-150s on the road. It wasn't mine.
Maybe the judge is the one who's passing out these license plate things. It's like, boom. Me afterwards, I'll give you another one.
My mind just exploded. This is his side hustle.
It is. That's how he makes the real money. I mean, how else would you get the word out about license plate flippers, right? You have to be a judge so that you could, like, know who to, like, sell to.
Oh, yeah. Just like, you know, the perfect drug hustler would be a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Because you got your audience right in front of you, the kids.
There you go.
Make lots of money. And then you got, like, you're starting the murder. You got lifelong customers there. Just like a judge in court, you know, you get those criminals that come in early, and you got lifelong customers.
There you go. See, you're laughing. All right, but it's true.
It is very true. That's why I brought it up. Carl's Jr. We don't have any around here. Have you ever eaten at a Carl's Jr.?
No, I've actually never heard of it before until I saw YouTubers talk about it.
What? YouTubers talking about it?
Yeah.
What kind of YouTube videos are you watching?
I watch Good Mythical Morning. So it's like every week, or not every week, every day they do something. But like, they do food taste tests sometimes. So like, what's the best hamburger? And they like get hamburgers from different places and blindfold themselves and taste test them. But they always have Carl's Jr. as one of the options for the different things.
And how do they fare?
I don't remember. Different in every taste test, I feel like. Like, different for different things.
Okay. So I guess they're not too bad, or else you'd probably remember that.
Yeah.
Then again, they might not be too good, or else you'd probably remember that too. They have decided that on April 20th, which is 420, which most people know is the fake holiday for weed smoking.
It's very real.
I meant fake, like it's not like an official holiday. It's not like, woo, we get off today because it's 420.
Well, we also don't get off for Good Friday, so.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get off for Good Friday, so.
Just saying.
So for 420, and only on 420, Carl's Jr. is releasing a CBD burger, and it's only going to be in Denver. They have one location in Denver that will serve this burger. So if you live in Denver and you listen to us, head out to your Carl Jr. and see if they're the one that's serving the CBD burger.
What's a CBD burger?
That's the cannabinoid oil. So you can't get high off of it, but CBD is supposed, you know, everything's all in the early stages now that this is becoming the big thing, but they're saying that it has most of the benefits of pot without having the high of pot. Hmm. So which CBD is now legal because of the farm bill that they passed in the United States. So they're starting to be able to, it's getting iffy putting it in food and drinks. Some people were starting to put it into drinks, make drinks with CBD, but then they stopped it because of the iffiness of the law right now about how it can be consumed. So that might also be a reason why Carl's Jr. is only doing it for one day, so they could kind of, you know, not be against the law for now. What are you going to do? We only did it for one day.
Does it make you sleepy?
No,
what effects does it do?
You just had to ask me that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. It's supposed to, I don't know.
Because my question is that really smart, My question is that really a smart thing to put in a fast food burger where people are eating and driving at the same time? Or
Yeah, it
like
doesn't have.
eat and then drive somewhere else?
Yeah, like I said, it's not gonna get you high. It's not drowsy. I can't remember what the actual benefits are, but
So weird. Well, so like I went this a couple of weeks ago, I went to the pet store and was looking for, I give my dog like glucosamine vitamins. And
right.
so I was looking in the vitamin aisle and I noticed that there was like this calming chewable and it was hemp. It was a hemp chewable to calm
Yeah.
your dogs. And I was like, just drug your dogs, sure.
That's another, like hemp CBD, they're both from the pot plant, but neither one's supposed to have the high of it, the whatever that's called that gives you the highs. The THC is not supposed to have that in it. So they're starting to come out with a lot of pills that you can take, so that you can try and get the benefits of the pot plant without that high. But here, let's see, seven benefits of CBD. It can relieve pain, it can reduce your anxiety and depression, it can alleviate cancer-related symptoms, it may reduce acne. And remember, these are all claims right now. It might have ne neuroprotective properties, could benefit heart health, and several other potential benefits. So there you go.
Interesting.
You inter I was just gonna say, are you interested in taking some CBD?
I am not, but
Sounds like a boy Boys to Men song. CBD, DBD. ABC, CBD.
sure.
Motown Philly back again.
Motown Billy? Who the heck is Motown Billy?
Motown Philly. You don't know that
Really?
song by Boys to Men?
No.
Oh man, Motown Philly back again. Do 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 do.
Beautiful. I hope it sounds
Thank
just like
you.
that.
I mean, I did write the song for them, so.
Okay. You're such a good songwriter.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, last bit of tidbit news here happened in our local area of Pittsburgh. It happened in McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, which is in city limits of Pittsburgh. There was a man that was sleeping inside of a dumpster in McKees Rocks when the dumpster came, or a garbage truck came to empty the dumpster and dumped it into the garbage truck. The operator heard a man yelling. He called 911. Crews got to the scene, and that's what it was. It was a homeless man sleeping in the dumpster. They were able to get him out with minimal injuries. However, it took them 30 minutes because he was saying he refused to get out because he lost his. What do you think he lost?
Contact. Though,
No.
how a
One
homeless
more
person would have a
guess.
contact?
One more guess as to what he lost.
Phone.
No, not his phone either. He lost his prosthetic leg while he
Oh,
was
that's
dumped into the
sad.
garbage. So he
Poor
refused to come
guy.
out until he found his prosthetic leg. The cops gave him 30 minutes and then ordered him that he has to get out of the truck at that point. So they took him out. He still did not find it. They looked through the truck, they didn't find it. So they said that when it gets to the dump, they will check for it there. That was yesterday. This just released late last night. They went through the trash when it got dumped in at the dump, and they did not find any sign of the leg. So now they're starting to not believe the man that he lost his prosthetic leg inside of that dumpster. They're questioning it.
So what did they? Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, only in Pittsburgh, right?
But what did they do to, like, okay.
Yes,
They
what?
do with the poor guy while they waited to look for it at the dump? Like, did they take
Oh,
him in?
they took him right to the hospital.
Okay.
To check him, check his injuries and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, once they got him out of the garbage truck, that's where they took him.
I was like, did they just be like, well, we'll get back to you and let you know?
Yeah. Can you write down your address and phone number for us, please? We'll let you know when we find your leg.
We'll let you walk around without your prosthetic while we go search for it tomorrow.
Guys hopping around on one leg.
So
They're
sad.
looking for it. I gave them my address, the corner of any street corner.
The corner of any street corner under the Comente Bridge. That's a sad story.
Is it really?
Yes,
I mean, the
yes.
man might have been lying. They don't even know at this point now. He might
But
have
the
just said he
poor
had a fake
guy,
leg.
okay, even if he was lying, the poor guy is homeless with one leg and he just wanted somewhere safe to sleep, so he went in a dumpster and little did he know it was trash day, okay?
The garbage truck noise did not wake him up. Like, I mean, how long has this guy
Excuse
been
me,
homeless?
excuse
It
me.
shouldn't.
You are one to talk. Would a garbage truck noise wake you up?
It probably wouldn't.
Okay. Especially if you're homeless and you're sleeping on the streets all like every day, you're gonna get used to those noises.
That's valid. But shouldn't he? If he's, unless he's like newly homeless, shouldn't he know like the garbage schedule if he's going to decide to sleep in dumpsters?
I don't know. Maybe he just sleeps in deeply. He just doesn't ever notice.
And he just lucked out that he has never been in one up to this point in, when the garbage man comes.
I don't know. I don't know his life, Roy.
We should track this guy down and interview him for our podcast.
Go for it. You should do that. He's on the
We'll have
corner
to
of any
find.
street or under
Yeah.
the
The corner of any street, I'll go visit. His name
Comente
was not released either, so it'll be hard to find.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
That's
looking
why he'll
for
be hard to find.
with one leg. Anybody know where he lives?
Sad.
Right, time for another news segment. We're gonna try here. It's called what's this thing called
Two
here?
truths and a lie.
We will test each other and give each other two truths about ourselves and one lie, and the other person has to figure out which one is the lie.
Which I think the harder part for us is coming up with two truths that we don't think we know about each other.
Right.
Brain.
I had a tough time with this. I'll go first just in case I mess this whole thing up.
Okay.
So we can at least end on a good note.
Have you never played Two Truths and a Lie before?
Honestly, I don't think I ever have. I mean, I get the premise of it. It's a pretty easy game. Just I meant mess it up in as in like I'm not exactly sure of what you don't know about me.
So,
So we'll
Two
try this
Truths
out.
and a Lie is my favorite game to play with people who don't know me because I have such great truths, and then I just give them a play out like a stupid lie. So, like, because our mom's from Germany, she's an alien, a legal alien, and so I always say my mom's an alien. And then I was born in Neptune, New Jersey, so I always say my mom's an alien. I was born on Neptune in Neptune, and I have two dogs.
It's a good one.
So, and people are always like, well, I don't understand how any of those except for the dog one can be true. You do know that it's two truths, right? It's my favorite game ever. Okay, go ahead.
Hopefully those will be mine, so because I think I might be able to
Only
get
one
that
of
one
those
right.
applies to you. You were not born in Neptune.
No, I mean, hopefully that's what you're going to give me because I think I might be able to
Oh.
get that one right.
Okay. Not
All
that I told you.
right, here we go. I have met a Supergirl, a Lois Lane, and a Superman. Number two, I have been a radio DJ. Number three, I have stolen from a store.
Ooh.
What is my lie?
I know you were a radio DJ in college, so I know that's a truth. I know you met a Superman and a Supergirl. I don't know if you met a Lois Lane. And I wouldn't put it past you to steal something. I'm gonna go with, oh, I'm gonna go with you met a Supergirl, Lois Lane, and Superman.
As
It's a lie.
my lie, you are correct.
Yes.
I actually have met a Supergirl who I mentioned at the top of this, Laura Vandervoort. I have met a Lois Lane, which was Margot Kidder, who unfortunately has recently passed. I have not met any Supermen, though.
I thought you met Dean Cain.
How do you want to say met? Like, I have seen him in person, but I have not spoken to them. And I figured if I have not spoken to them, I have not met them. So,
I'll count that. Yeah. What did you steal?
I have to tell? Are the cops going to come bust me?
No.
It's when I was in high school. Me and another person worked the. They always had to have like two people like, work the school store. We had this little school store that sold like pencils and maybe like t-shirts, like merchandise for the school and candy and stuff. And I mean, there may have been a couple of times where after done and closing up, we took a candy bar or two candy bars with us. So,
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't bad, but we still stole. I mean, we didn't pay for the candy bars, so.
Right. I thought you were like, I didn't think it was going to be something big. And then when you started talking, I was like, oh my gosh, he stole something big.
I was
Like,
working for a car
he
dealership
didn't.
once, and I went home with a car. I wasn't sure if you knew that I was a radio DJ. That's the one I threw in there. I'm like, she might know this, but I'm not sure. If she doesn't know it, it's a good one.
I did know that one. That's the one I was 100% on.
Nazi. All right.
That's okay. You probably know mine too.
Okay. No, I don't have as good of a memory as you do, but go ahead.
There are times when I like, this is not part of it, but there are times when I tell you stories about yourself and you're like, I don't remember. I
Exactly. That's what I mean. We've talked about this on the podcast
do two
before.
truths and a lie about you.
Yeah. I don't know which one of those I haven't done.
One of my best memories about you is something you don't even remember, is when I was in kindergarten, I was being made fun of these twin boys that were, I think, in the grade below you, and they were making fun of me on the bus. And so our parents made you sit with me on the bus.
At this
So
point, I do remember, but I don't know if it's because I've heard you tell it before or if I actually, because I can kind of picture it. So it might have been you jog my memory or I'm just making up the pictures.
one. Okay, I'm ready. So, number one, I am actually really good at tie-dyeing, like t-shirts and stuff. Number
How can
two,
you wait? I don't know. I don't. How could you not be good at tie dyeing? I don't know. Okay, go ahead. Really, there's no like you're not like making patterns. You're just dumping shirts in different color water and putting like a rubber band around the shirt. Anyway, go ahead.
Point is to make patterns.
Okay.
Don't all tie-dye shirts have patterns? It's not like you're just throwing paint at a shirt.
Yeah, that's what they look like. Like they're just a mess. I've never seen one that had like kind of specific patterns. I don't know. Go ahead. That shows you my tie-dye knowledge.
Oh my
I can't use that for my truth, apparently.
Next time I see you, we're tie-dyeing.
Oh, great.
My biggest pet peeve is people spitting. And number three is I often tell people I'm allergic to mushrooms, even though I'm not.
Oh, this is very hard. I mean, you're pretty crafty, so I definitely believe the tie-dye that you said you're good at it, right? But that could be your one weakness in crafting. People spit, and I know you don't like that. Mushrooms. I've never heard you say that you're allergic to mushrooms. So I guess I'll go with that you tell people you are allergic to mushrooms. My heart says probably not that one, but I'm going with that one. Your lie is that you tell people, your heart is that you tell people you're allergic to mushrooms. Gosh, I know it's the tie-dye one, but I'm going with the mushrooms.
Tie-dye
I knew it.
I am a terrible tie-dyer. I do it with the kids all the time, and they're always like, "How do you tie-dye?" And I'm like, "I don't know." I've looked at tutorials, I've looked at instruction sheets. I just can't do it.
You just bunch up the t-shirts and you wrap a rubber band around that bunch and you dip it in, and I don't know.
But there's a certain way you bunch it up to make it look like tie-dye, or
No.
else it just turns out like one brown color.
Well, no, you just dip, you can't dip them all in the same, like you gotta.
Listen, we're tie-dyeing. Next time I see you, family tie-dye.
Woohoo! So excited, can't wait. All
No.
right, so that was our interest in two truths and a lie. I hope we never do that again. Next, we will be moving on to IMD birthdays, but before that, let me give a little shout out to a friend, a podcast friend, Ronnie, and let me let you let her tell you about her podcast.
Do you get bored doing mundane household chores? Do you lack focus and motivation? My name's Ronnie, and in my podcast, Clean With Me, I literally talk you through the process of cleaning your house. We'll spend a little time in each area of your home, and I'll keep you entertained with household tips and relevant stories as you clean along with each episode. In a nutshell, Clean With Me is a motivational podcast about cleaning to listen to while you clean. Look up Clean With Me on your favorite podcast app and subscribe today.
Today it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Birthday time. Who's got a birthday today?
So there are lots of birthdays today. I'll go through them super quickly. The first one is Marta Milans. And she is in Shazam. She is Rosa Vasquez.
She's who?
Rosa Vasquez.
Rosa. Who is Rosa? I can't even remember.
She's the mom.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Is also James Franco's birthday.
Oh, big name
He's
there.
in a lot of different stuff. Also, Ashley Judd, it is her birthday, who's also in a lot of different stuff. And Hayden Christensen, it is his birthday. So many big names today.
Who's Hayden Christian?
He's probably most known for Star Wars. He plays Anakin
Oh, okay.
Skywalker.
I
He's
wouldn't
in a
know.
bunch of stuff, like Jumper and
Oh, all right.
a lot of action movies. And last, oh no, not lastly, it's also Kate Hudson's birthday,
Kate
who's
Hudson,
also
yeah.
in a lot of bi a
Known
lot
for a
of
lot of movies.
And
Won a Golden
lastly,
Globe for Almost Famous.
I did not know that about her. And lastly, it is Tim Curry's birthday,
Oh, Tim Curry.
who is in a lot of different stuff.
Also known for a lot of different stuff. Do
Also,
you
did you say
know?
who or who?
I said also known for a lot of different stuff.
No,
Oh, I
when I
said
said
ooh, I
Tim Curry.
guess.
Oh, okay. I
Ooh.
was like, you know who Tim Curry is.
Yeah, he was in a
Oh my God,
Muppets movie.
I do not know him.
And in Clue. You know who Kate Hudson's mother is, right? Mother and
Yeah.
father. Goldie Hawn and dude, what's his name? Kurt Russell.
Sure. Yeah. I love Goldie Hawn. She's pretty awesome.
She is pretty. And so is her daughter.
Oh man. They look a lot alike.
They do. Yeah, if you look at younger pictures of Goldie Hawn, looks very much like her daughter. Her daughter looks very much like her. All right. Let's put a pretty bow on this and call it movie time. Movie time. It's time for the movie wrap. Here we go. Number 10, The Best of Enemies, $2 million. Number 9, Missing Link, $5.9 million. I don't know how it even made that much.
That
Number
came out
8.
last week, didn't it?
Yeah, that was just last week. And number 9. Number 8 came out last week as well, after $6 million. Number 7, Us, 6.8 million. Number 6, Captain Marvel, $8.6 million in its sixth week. Number 5 was Dumbo, $9.4 million. Number 4 was Pet Sematary, $9.7 million. We have a little bit of a jump to get into the top three, where we have Little, Shazam, and Hellboy. Would you like to guess the order?
Little and Hellboy.
Yes.
I'm gonna go from one to three. I'm gonna go Shazam, Hellboy, Little.
Well, number 3 was Hellboy, $12 million. Number 2, Little, $15.4 million. So you just mix those two up. And number 1 was Shazam, $24.4 million. That brings that total gross to $94 million after it being out for 2 weekends, 2 weeks. Not two
How
full
much
weeks,
did
but 2 weekends.
Hellboy make?
$12 million. So
I'm kind
not.
of surprised it was that much because I don't feel like it was advertised at all.
I very rarely watch TV, like live TV with commercials. And I have seen a commercial for it at least probably twice. So I'd say it's not too bad for the limited time I watch TV.
Maybe I just don't watch the same channels that you do, because I've never seen a commercial for it.
Huh. Yeah, I was surprised in the bad way. $12 million for the big budget superhero movie. I mean, I know it's not as well known of a superhero, but I mean, it's known. He's had two, like we talked about before, he's had two movies before, so
Right.
we have a very diverse selection of movies. So if you're interested in going to see a movie, there should hopefully be something for you. Or you can stay at home and watch it because there's a couple on Netflix. The first one coming out in the theaters is The Curse of La Llorona. I'm sure I pronounced that last name wrong. This is a horror movie. What's that?
I said you did okay.
Okay. Oh, thanks. But you
You're
want to
welcome.
take this one off then to take it
No,
and
go
run with
ahead. Go ahead.
it? This is based in 1970s Los Angeles, and it's about the legendary ghost La Llorona, who stalks the night and children. And from what I can take is there's a social worker who has kids, and it was really weird. I couldn't tell if she took the kids from someone that went crazy because of the ghost, and now so she's raising the children herself. But then this ghost comes and starts stalking the family and doing its thriller stuff to the kids. So that's what this movie's about. Do you have anything to add to that?
It's based off of the myth of La Llorona, who drowned her own kids. So,
Okay, that makes
yeah.
sense. Yeah, because you see a kid starting to drown in a bathtub in the trailer. So,
I can't remember if it's a Mexican myth or it's some, I mean, it's Spanish, but I don't know what country of origin it's from. I
and
believe
yeah,
Mexican.
there's a diverse cast in this too. You have Raymond Cruz, Irene Kane, what's her name, Marisol Ramirez, Patricia Velasquez, sorry. And then Linda Cardellini, who Linda Cardellini is one of these faces. I see her and I think, yeah, I know her from something. And then I look at everything she's been in, and the only thing I've seen that she was in is she played a minor character in Avengers Age of Ultron. And I don't think, oh, here we go. I finally figured it out. Daddy's Home. She was in Daddy's Home. Who was she in Daddy's Home? Was she the wife? She's one of the wives, isn't she?
I don't know. This is a one-sided conversation you're having.
I'm sure everybody's fascinated by this conversation. This is what I do, folks. I talk to myself.
No, this is actually, I don't like horror movies. Well, I don't mind horror movies.
But this is like a thriller one that you like, right?
I was going to say, but this is one I'm interested in because I just learned about this. I learned about this myth in high school, actually in Spanish class. And so it kind of fascinates me because I know about the myth, and so I kind of want to see it.
Have to let us know how it is if you go. If I had to compare it to a movie, I was thinking of this. I'm not saying that it's I don't it's this type of a movie, not that it's very similar, but I would compare it to The Rain. Would you go along with that? The horror thriller The Rain?
No.
No? Okay.
The only reason
Never
you're
mind,
comparing
folks.
is because the girl that climbs out and her hair is all wet, and it's this girl whose hair is all wet. I think that's the only reason you're
I'm just saying it's
comparing.
that type of a thriller kind of movie.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I also discovered, so maybe this is jumping the gun, but I've also discovered that you have a very bad sense of what type of movie a movie is from the trailer.
That I mean, that could possibly be. I'm not very good with trailers. Maybe you should be taking over the segment every week.
You described a trailer from Netflix last week and described it as kind of like a thriller kind of movie where they were like going to be on a deserted island and what would they take or who would they take with them? And then they find out a secret about
Oh
each other.
no,
Okay.
I was pretty upfront about that one, saying I had no clue.
Right, but you also described it like it was some thriller, like they're talking to each other and it comes out who they would take on an island and a secret comes out and what will they do? And it just sounded to me like a thriller, so I was like, I'll totally watch it. And so I watched the trailer and it's like some depressing drama.
Well, no,
Is what
I said I didn't understand the point of the movie. It was called Who Would You Take to a Deserted Island? I said it looked like there was no plot to this movie at all, but if I had to guess a plot, I'm guessing something happens when they play this game where they ask who would you take to a deserted island and one of them doesn't like their answer.
I know, but you just, I mean, it's, I guess the vagueness of your description.
Was very vague because I think the trailer was vague.
It wasn't. The trailer was not vague. It's definitely a depressing drama about relationships.
But did you get a plot from it?
Yeah.
No, nah, okay. You take over the
Not a
segment
great
then.
plot, but I got a plot. I'm definitely not going to watch it, though.
I'll just mention the movie. I'll just say the movie title and you take over.
Well, I don't know about some of these movies. Like, that one, I didn't know about.
Right, the next one coming out in the theaters is so first we had the horror thriller movie. Next one is Breakthrough. Like I said, diverse selection here. Breakthrough is based on an inspirational true story about a mother who has unfaltering love in God, and in the enormous impossible things or possible things that God can do. Her son is playing on ice with a bunch of friends. The ice is too thin. He ends up falling through the ice. He's stuck in there for 15 minutes in the freezing cold ice before he can be rescued. And they are saying that this isn't at this point. It's been 15 minutes. It's not even going to be a rescue now. It's just going to be a body recovery. And the one person that dives in to rescue him says that he came back up to the top, I guess, and he was done. He figured they're not gonna find him. And then he said something, a voice in his head told him to go back in. So he dove back in and then found him and brought him out. and the boy was still alive. And so he gets to the hospital, and the mom keeps on praying to God, and all the doctors are saying, I don't think he's going to come back from this. And she says, he will come back. And that's what the story is about. Did you see a trailer for this one?
I did. Yes. The mom is one of the actresses from This Is Us.
Right. Chrissy Metz.
Yeah. Which I don't watch the show. I've only seen one or two episodes because it was just on, and sometimes I put TV on while I work, but like from home, not at work, just to clarify. And anywho, the little that I caught, this woman's a really good actress, like really good. I must have caught like just the episode that was like mostly about her, and she had this like really emotional scene to go through, and she was amazing. So I don't really care to see this movie, but I do have to give props to her acting. So,
yeah, it's Chrissy Metz in it. The main characters, Josh Lucas and Isaac Crichton, the mom, dad, and the son. Next in the movie theater, the last one in the movie theater, is called Penguins. It's your Disney nature movie that's coming out for Earth Day, because Earth Day is Monday. Happy Earth Day, everybody! And it follows along a penguin and his family. The thing that's different about I hate Disney nature movies because they are known for just telling 90% lies in their movie. They follow along an animal, so they say, and they don't actually follow that animal. They just have like there was one about the whale and his journey and stuff. And they said they did not follow that whale. They were not able to follow the whale. So they had footage of tons of different whales and just turned it into a story. So they're basically making a fictional story, but calling it nonfiction. The trailer for this Penguin movie makes me think that they have, what's the word I'm thinking of? They have decided that they are going to go along with that narrative that everybody knows about them now and tell a fictional story. So it looks like it might be like almost like a kid's movie, like a animated kid's movie about penguins, but they made it with real penguins. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Did you see it?
I did not. I always tune out when I see that, cause I'm never interested in going to see those. So I always kind of tune out.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe you'll have to go see the trailer. Maybe I'm confused. maybe that's not what it's about. But that's what they make it seem to me in the trailer. I don't know if it actually is that way. If they're just telling a fictional story and coming out and saying, "Yo, this is fiction," I'm okay with it. But I hate how they try and make everything seem like it's true when it's actually not.
Well, so my question,
it's an interesting trailer to see, though. Everybody should watch the trailer just to see what I'm talking about, what they do with it.
But my question is, do they like, I mean, it's not a question, I guess. I don't think I have a with them doing it. I think that they're, because it's so hard to follow one animal and like get their story, I think that they're taking the research of what the likely path of those animals are, like the likely migration paths and whatnot, and what might happen to them. And so they're just trying to educate on, this is a whale, let's say, this is a whale, and on its migratory path to wherever, its encounters could be this, so that you know that these whales aren't just like swimming happy in the ocean. Like, this is what their typical life is like and what they would meet. So yes, it's a fictional story about that particular whale, but a non-fictional story about what a whale's life could be like.
Right. But this is also the company that marched a ton of lemmings, hundreds of lemmings, off of a cliff to make drama in their documentary about lemmings when they don't actually march off of cliffs to their death.
Wait, what's a lemon?
A lemming, they're like a rodent. that lives out in the wild. They're like mice almost, I guess, like a mix between maybe a mouse and a meerkat.
And they said they marched off cliffs, but they don't.
Yeah, they had them marching off cliffs to their death. Because lemmings are known to just basically follow the leader. Wherever the leader goes, they'll just follow him no matter where he goes.
Okay.
So they wanted to add drama into this by saying that lemmings, in general, end up dying by marching off of a cliff. They all follow the leader off the cliff. So it was based on that, it became fact to people that this is what lemmings do.
Right.
Until it took 10 or so years later when people found out that they ended up just making that happen when it doesn't actually happen in the wild. And it, you know, that came out. So now it's known that that is not fact. I mean, I actually wrote a report about lemmings when I was in elementary school, and I had that in the report, how lemmings do that.
Well,
and it wasn't even true.
And they had video of it.
Yeah, they did it. They got the lemmings and marched them off of a cliff.
But did they make them do that, or did they just find them and they did that?
No, they made them do it. Yeah, it's documented. You could Google, I don't know, Disney lemmings fiction, or I don't know what you would Google, Disney lemming movie or something maybe, and you'll find articles about how they did that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's Disney for you. But hopefully they've embraced their new narrative that they're fiction stories. So, all right, let's move on and hit these Netflix movies real quick. On Netflix, we have A Fortunate Man. He is a gifted engineer who flees his roots to pursue wealth and success among Copenhagen's elite. But the pride propelling him threatens to be his ruin. Here's a trailer that I hope you have seen, because I can't tell you much about this. I could have probably fallen asleep during this trailer. Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, man. But like I said, very diverse movies coming out. This is a very serious drama based in a foreign country movie. So if you're into that kind of thing, check out the trailer.
Okay.
I know that was very informative. And the last one coming out on Netflix is Someone Great. This is a comedy. It's a romance, but it's not a rom-com, because it's more about how the girl was dumped by her long-term boyfriend and her road to recovery with her two best friends. So it's kind of like a comedy chick flick, buddy type movie. This one stars Gina Rodriguez, Brittany Snow, and DeWanda Wise, who I believe are the three friends, and then the boyfriend was Lakeith Stanfield. Huh. You have any knowledge on this one?
I do not.
All right. Well, that's Sorry. A look of it. That's okay. You'll tell us next week about how I messed up.
Okay. Done.
That's a look at our movies. Now let's go on to word or story. Word or story time with our special guest, my that people know from the Shazam review. It's Katie Ray. Hello, Katie Ray.
Hi.
Hi, Katie Ray.
Hi.
So Katie Ray will be giving you the words.
Okay.
All right, Katie Ray, go ahead with the first one.
People.
People. I am not good with people. I like kids. I do not like adults. Adults scare me.
Well, kids are people too.
Kids are people. But when I think people, sometimes I think adults, because I think of people as a negative thing and kids as a positive.
Wait, but adults are people. I mean, adults are kids. Adults are kids because adults they were kids before.
Yeah, they were kids before, Aunt Danielle.
You're right. But when you grow older. Go ahead.
And you still like daddy?
Sometimes. Not all the times. I like you a lot better than I like your dad.
He was the first one you knew.
Sort of, yeah. But well, I think I... Go ahead. I think I've known him too long. Yeah. I think I've known him too long.
So wait until you turn into an adult, then Anthony, I won't like you anymore.
Oh, no!
All right, word number two.
Run.
I like to go jogging. I wouldn't really consider it running because I'm slow, but I like to go jogging with my dog.
She nice. Keeps How often do you do that?
Not as often as I used to. I used to go 5 times a week, and now I go 2x a week. I really need to get better at that again.
That's about 2 more times than I go.
I just chose these words because I was like, I didn't really know what they were for at first, and then I was like dad and daddy told me what they were for, and then because the people, I didn't know what it was for because he just said choose words, and then he told me what it was for, and then I was like, okay. And then I didn't really know any words. I just
That's how we do it. Random words.
What do you think of when you run?
What do you think of when with the word run?
When we run at recess?
There you go. Running at recess.
When I started jogging, I told somebody that we would go do the Pittsburgh Marathon together, the kids' marathon together. And she's right here. And she still hasn't practiced her running, so we could do it.
Oh, yeah.
Just anyway.
I did not practice them. I'm good at it. I'm good at running. I'm fast.
Next year.
Okay. Number three, rock.
I, on Wednesday with the kids, just did a new version of rock, paper, scissors that I've never learned about before. It's called Giants, Wizards, and Elves.
Elves.
Giants, Wizards, and Elves. And basically, like, you, instead of making just hand motions, you do, like, you use your whole body to use the motions. And but you, like, do it in two teams of, like, group teams. And then the winners have to pull the losers onto their side. And if they get you before you cross the line, then you have to be on their side. So it's like the team that has one person at the end loses.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's a little confusing.
But can I tell you about rock? Because when she said rock, paper, scissors, we were playing at gym last Wednesday was the last day of gym we had, and we went and we were playing rock, paper, scissors against each other. So they have little cups. We had to build a tower, boys against girls. Whoever had the highest tower won wins. We had to each take a cup. We had to go against a boy for rock, paper, scissors, and we had to do rock, paper, scissors. Whoever won got the cup. And then the second time, we had to do rock, paper, scissors, but we had to turn back to back. And then we, like, our whole body, scissors was, like, out, like,
cut, like a star. Like an X.
Yeah. And then paper, kind of like a push-up mode. And then rock was, like, your...
You had to, like, duck down into a bar. Cool.
But you didn't go on the floor. You just crouched down and then put your head down.
Cool. That's a cool
way. That sounds like fun.
Word number four is friends.
Friend?
Friends. S. With the S at the end.
Oh. I only have a friend. So... No, I'm just kidding. I just think of my two friends. I have two best friends.
Is one a dog?
No, one is not a dog. So I could add her in there. Three best friends.
Me, Emma, and Athena?
Yes. Three best friends.
All right, our last one.
Swim.
Ooh, I do not like swimming. I think pools are gross.
Pools are gross?
Why don't you like swimming?
I don't like swimming because I don't like to be in pools. Also, when I was your age-ish, maybe Emma's age, my dad took me, and I don't think your dad was there, but me and Uncle Derek went to the beach, and to teach me how to swim, he helped me get out to the deep end of the ocean, and then he picked me up and he threw me in.
For real?
For real. Real story.
Why did he throw you in?
Because he's Opa. You know Opa. Does that sound like something he'd do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does.
And ever since then, I just was so scared and I didn't like swimming. And then I just didn't like pools because pools are gross.
Why didn't you like swimming? Because he threw you in and it was scary?
Yeah. It was super scary because I didn't know how to swim.
Dun, dun, dun. All right.
You should try it one day. You should try it.
Okay.
Jump in. Go do it. All right. What is the last purchase that you made?
I don't know.
I made lots of purchases. Oh, you were doing so well the last few weeks.
I know. Well, not well, because that meant I spent more money than usual. I made a lot of purchases for my job this week with my job's money, but
woo-hoo!
I don't know that I made any purchases this week.
Okay.
I don't even think didn't I had any this week.
You didn't get any drinks or anything?
No, I typically don't. No, that's a lie. I did yesterday. Yesterday, I had a long day. I had a long day at work yesterday, and so since I was out shopping, which I hate doing, I stopped to get a Mountain Dew at Sheetz and discovered that they have Mountain Dew Icies. What?
Yeah.
That was a purchase.
That was.
Yep. So I purchased it.
So you drank it.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Like, I think I was just so excited that I was hyping it up. But it still was good. It might be my choice of drink when it's really cold and when I have a headache. Or really hot. Not really cold out.
Whoa, that would be freezing.
Yeah.
That would be freezing.
All right. That's a wrap on this. We have the movie challenge coming next week for everybody. I have to watch Speed Racer, and Danielle has to watch Vacation, the newer version.
And since it's a family movie week, Katie Ray's going to watch the movies with both of us.
Oh, no. Nah. Wait, what was yours again?
Speed Racer.
Are they supposed to be scary movies?
No, they're family movies.
Oh, this time?
You can follow me on Twitter at SupermanRoy12. You can email us at SiblingJabber@Outlook.com. You can visit us at anchor.fm/SiblingJabber. You can leave us a voicemail there. But the most important, please give us a review. I don't care if it's just stars or you want to give us some words on the review, but go ahead and send us out a review. We're starting to get a few of them, so they're looking good. That's a wrap. I don't have anything else to say. How about you, Katie Ray?
You don't have to give stars. Like, you can give bubbles or anything like we did on the Shazam
review. Like the Shazam review. Yeah, you can just pretend they're, so what? iTunes has pictures of stars. You can just pretend they're bubbles.
You can. You can even make it anything.
Whatever you want it to be, just give it to us, please.
Hats?
All right. I hope you had fun. We'll talk to you next week for the movie challenge. I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Katie Ray.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.